This is college application season, and this Saturday is the final deadline for early application. Now, if you're still torn over whether to apply early and how, there's more than one way, we have just the person for you. Lisa Maselli counsels students at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana. She gave guidance to the young Jeremy Hupson, and she joins us from WILL at the University of Illinois. Lisa, you say know yourself and your needs first if you're thinking early application. Tell us more.
Oftentimes, I think that students like to grab a ranking book and pick colleges first before they think about who they are, the self-assessment of thinking what type of learner they are, what type of community they want to be in, what kind of location they want to be in, peers they want to be surrounded by. That's the stuff that takes the work. And oftentimes, that's the part that's easily bypassed by grabbing a resource off a shelf or looking at an internet site and thinking that the list is just going to fit them when they haven't really thought about the fit.
Yeah. And at least one kind of early application can be binding. So you really need to research this. Let's do some definitions. There's early decision and early action. What's early decision?
Yes. Early decision is a binding application process. You can only do one early decision school. And if you're accepted, which if you do early decision one and it's due November 1 or 15, you will hear back from the college in mid-December. And if you get accepted, you have to withdraw all your other applications. So the expectation is you're coming.
Okay, now, we caught something in College Board advice. It's an early decision and early action page that gives some advice. And there's some conflicting information. I just want to make sure we're reading this correctly. So you say it's completely binding. You pick one school. If they take you, you've got to go. They say you have to attend the college if accepted, but also if offered a financial aid package that is considered adequate by the family. Can you refuse an early decision if you don't like how much they've given you?
Yes. Actually, you can break an early decision agreement if the financial aid package is inadequate. But in the spirit of early decision, a family really needs to do their research and their homework before they even start on early decision. And if people are thinking about early decision and finances are a part of that puzzle, they should be doing net price calculators. They should be calling financial aid offices to basically say, look, this was my expected family contribution. How do you package a family like mine? Is this a good option for my son or daughter to go through if we are looking at financial need? And I think sometimes families don't do that early step again. And I caution families, don't go into early decision if your goal in this process is to shop around, because you're not able to compare different options and different financial aid packages from various schools.
Once they accept you.
Correct. Once you're accepted. And they do ask for information, Robin. I think it's important. People often feel that early decision is accepting them potentially without an offer of aid. And that's wrong. All of my families who have started early decision applications this year had to send in last year's taxes. They had to do a CSS profile, if that's what the college subscribes to, or they had to download a financial aid form from the college's own website so that if they get that offer of admission in December, that aid package comes along with it.
Right. And it sounds like you're saying, bottom line, if you don't love this school, if this isn't like, this is the only school I want to go to, don't do ED.
If you're not ready to get married, Robin, don't do early decision. You got to be ready for, you got to walk the aisle.
So it's binding if you are accepted early decision. What does it mean if you're not accepted early decision?
Good question, because I think people need to understand if you apply early decision, you can either be accepted and the process is done. You can get deferred into the next round where you're read with everyone who applies regular, or you can get denied. And I think I like my students to understand, oh my gosh, Robin, can you imagine saying you're my first choice, I love you, I'm ready to get married, you apply ED and you're denied. Mm. Now you've got to pull up those bootstraps and apply to more colleges. Oftentimes, it's an emotional roller coaster.
Oh. But on the other hand, there's early action. Mm. What is that?
Early action is actually a win-win for a lot of students because if they have their applications done, their testing is done, they've talked with teachers for letters of recommendation, their essays are written, they feel that they have a quality application ready by November 1 or November 15, they're going to hear back before winter break. But they don't have to say yes to that college until the national reply date, which is May 1. So their options are open. They can apply to multiple schools. Now, there is a early action pool, Robin, called restrictive early action or early action single choice. And that is something that your listeners need to understand. If you pick a school that's restrictive or single choice in an early action pool, you can only do one of those. But you do not have to commit to them until May 1.
Okay, so let's review that. That was a lot there. Early action, you can apply to as many schools as you want, as opposed to early decision when it's just one. And you don't, it's not binding. You don't have to go if they accept you, obviously, because it could be more than one. And then restricted early action is what again?
Restrictive early action or early action single choice means you can find an early action school, but if they're under those two definitions, you can only do one of those. You can't do six or seven.
And what's the reason for that? Like, what's the other side of the equation?
Yeah, basically the spirit of that is a school believes if you are going to do anything early, why do you have six or seven early? If you really are eager, hopefully you're eager for one school, but we just won't bind you.
And the reason for a student to do that would be what? To send a message to the school that I really like you, but I'm only, but I don't want to be bound?
Yeah, I actually think sometimes, I often use the analogy of, let's say mom and dad says when you're 16, let's go look for a car. If you're really eager, are you going to say, great, how about in 2 months? No, you're going to say, let's go now. Get the keys. We're going to look at the car lot. So oftentimes with early action, it actually can show a level of interest to colleges that if the application pool opens November 1 and they have an early action, it's not binding. It's a win-win for the student. Why wouldn't you go early if you have all of your stuff in order? But I have to say, I do tell students who don't have their best application ready by November 1, I'd rather have them take more time and wait till the regular pool than to push something early because
right.
They think they have to.
So again, to review, who else is a candidate for early action? Tell us more about the student that you think for whom this would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think the student who is ready for early action doesn't have to rely on their senior year grades to prove their case because they will be read and will have an outcome to them before their fall semester of their senior year is even complete. So these colleges are making a decision based on their transcript by the end of junior year. They're also the students who have potentially started essays over the summer, have some rough drafts, feel good that they've maybe had people proof them, and they've also talked with teachers early to say, look, it's September. It's October 1st. Are you able to write a letter for me by November 1st? Because oftentimes, teachers need about 3-4 weeks to even prepare a solid letter of recommendation.
What about senioritis? If you've gone for it and you feel, hey, I didn't need the senior year to up my grades, what happens if, conversely, your grades start to slip because you've already been accepted?
Right, right. You know, we talk about senioritis a lot. High schools do have to send one final transcript to the school that you're going to. And if they do see a significant drop in grades, now this doesn't mean, Robin, that you've had straight A's and you dropped to 1B. No one's going to revoke your admission for that. But if they do see a significant drop in grades or all of a sudden you're dropping spring semester classes senior year, a college can either A, revoke your offer of admission, or B, they can actually keep you, let you matriculate, but some schools start you on academic monitoring. Because they question if you're ready for college.
That's Lisa Maselli, guidance counselor at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana. Lisa, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate the time, Robin.
I think I just heard some heads snap up there. What? Senioritis may not be a good idea.